Hello, hello, my heart refined friends. So here we are on day 8 of finding the goodness of God. We have been through some beautiful things in Romans 8 and bunches of other scriptures too. I mean, there's just buckets of things that shows that. But Romans 8 is really uncovering a glorious truth that in our own groanings, we may actually have missed the mark. We've thought that maybe we have been dealing with some deep emotional trouble, and which I want to always disclose that there are things, there are head injuries, and there are stages and spaces in life that are unexplainable, mysterious, and confusing. And so there's no part of me that's saying you're not struggling with an emotional imbalance or whatever. Those things are very real. But just listen to God's word. And I know for myself, someone who is a diagnosed bipolar, who is diagnosed ADHD and overfocused ADD with obsessive compulsive tendencies and attachment disorder from childhood abuse and things like that. I mean, all these things are very real. But the more that I lean in and look at the groanings that come out of me, and that involves triggers and all kind of different stuff, then I look at it and I submit it to the Lord, and I'm able to take it captive and make it obedient. And this is where we say what Satan meant for harm, God took and used for good, and many lives were saved. So again, I'm not saying this stuff is not real. I'm just saying come at it from a different angle and use it in such a way that God can be known. This is your thorn in the flesh. This is the thing that has happened to you. And so use it. So anyways, could it be that that situation in your life, that groaning, has been perverted in such a way that nobody knows that you've been saved, that you've been set free? And so as we were wrapping up yesterday, we were talking about the last podcast on day 7 of finding the goodness of God. We're saying that when our salvation is secure in Jesus, we have access to the counsel of the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to be able to move forward. And with that, our longing is not just an empty, bottomless ache. It's help. And we have a choice to eagerly wait. But sometimes that eagerly waiting is the part where we're like, I'm not going to wait. God's going to do this my way, now, here and now, because I want to be free. But see, he's not just going to give you a Band-Aid. You're not just going to be able to say, fix it, Jesus, and he waves a wand and he does it. No, he's going to take you through a course of learning and growing so that there's value to every part and so that many lives can be saved. That's the ultimate goal, right? So let's start now in that spirit of praise as we are being tuned to eagerly wait. And as we read the next verses 24 and 25 of Romans 8, let's think of the fact that you were given a soul, that all of us were given a soul, and that you're not just living a mindless, emotionless existence, because, you know, we said that creation groans, but it's soulless. We don't live that way. And with our soul, we've been given the choice, and it's a true honor, a true privilege to worship with a reverent and contrite spirit, with obedience, with a heart full of fruit. And that's where that eager expectation comes. So let's look at the word hope, and we can change that word hope into expectation. So here it is. Now, in this hope, and that's the hope of Jesus Christ, or expectation, we were saved. But hope or expectation that is seen is not hope or expectation, because who hopes or expects for what he sees? Now, if we hope or expect for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with patience. So in other words, if your hope and expectation is in the God outside of space and time, who is perfect in providence and perfect in all that he does, then you can eagerly wait because you know that he is good. And even if his goodness comes wrapped in clouds, the Psalms that talks about his throne is surrounded with clouds, that he does use darkness, he does use wrath at the same rate that he uses victory and glory and these mighty things that we always term as good. Both of those things are together. So if you believe in him with that expectation, then you can eagerly wait with patience. So as we look at the whole chapter, Romans 8, this really is a detailed focus on the Holy Spirit as one of the benefits of salvation in Jesus Christ, how His help separates us from everyone and everything else. You know, there's an article written by A.W. Tozer, and it's called The Saint Walks Alone. And sometimes that separation is earthly lonely. But again, if we have seated our expectation in the throne of Jesus Christ, as He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And y'all know that word seated means complete. Our salvation is complete. So if we are seated, we are completed in Him. And so as we still may wonder how we'll get through the place or get to the place of His loving goodness, so much that we can't help but honor Him. So as we still may wonder how we will get to the place of loving His goodness so much that we can't help but honor Him with every single thing that we do, we expect the Holy Spirit to work in such a way that leads our hearts to look like the Father's heart and our lives to look like Jesus's life. And y'all, that happens one groan at a time. We may wonder how we're going to get there, but that's it. One single groan at a time. We'll sort of double back to that, that sadness, that anxiety, that depression. Ask the Lord to reveal to you where that groan is coming from. You know, I can look back and see some things like, On a beautiful, slightly chilly fall or spring afternoon, I all of a sudden want to drink. You know, I'm a former alcoholic, and I have this desire inside of me that I nourished, and so it's always kind of there. And so when I experience certain triggers or things like that, I move into this place of groaning for that. But then I remember that what God has given me is salvation and freedom. And so there's a part of me that says, I need a numbing right here. But then I'm reminded that I can eagerly wait because my salvation in Christ is complete. And so that feeling of freedom and comfort, it all comes from Him every time. And so you see how that's shifting the groan, and that's one groan at a time. There's been many, many, many of those groans over the past 6 years of my life. But it does get easier to default to the love of Christ and to finding comfort in Him. Some of us, when you get stressed out, your immediate desire is to default to social media or to hang out on Netflix or whatever. And so while that's not necessarily a sin, you have to ask yourself, is that a hindrance? And Hebrews talks about that. Let's set aside every hindrance and sin. And so you make it obedient. Then you can find out, shortly after I record these podcasts, I'm going to go rest because I need rest. And that's not either a hindrance or a sin, and that's okay. But you've got to measure that per the Lord again, one groan at a time. So I want us to move into a spirit of prayer as we round out this week. And there's another prayer that I want to read, and I listen carefully and just chew on this and allow the Lord to take your spirit into a place where you're laying down the groaning and you're laying down the aching, you're laying down the impatience, and you're asking to move you into a place to the privilege of worship, to the privilege of reverence and contrition and obedience and fruit and eager expectation, so that He might be known. So let's pray. Oh God, my Father, Jesus, my Savior, and Holy Spirit, my Counselor, there is nothing more beautiful than You, Triune God. I confess, Lord, it is far easier to complain than it is to take my feelings and thoughts captive and worship You instead. Holy Spirit, will You transform my heart to match the Father's heart? When my spirit begins to groan with dissatisfaction, will You teach me how to pray? Jesus, precious Jesus, I want to join Your creation in expectation of Your glorious return and live in the joy You had in doing the will of the Father. Jesus, I want to be holy like You are holy. Holy Spirit, lead and guide my heart to honor you in everything that I say and do, so that someone else may learn how to submit their groanings to you and spend eternity with you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for the freedom that lives inside you, triune, great God. Amen. Okay. Blessed brothers and sisters, I pray that your groanings are already knowing the desire to be submitted to the God outside of space and time, who is altogether lovely and completely trustworthy. God bless you, friends. Talk to you soon.